and welcome to another episode of the Men Insights Podcast. We're going to be talking about Survivor Series War Games this Saturday from Chicago, Illinois, and it's going to be a packed card, to say the least. We got two War Games matches, and we got some three other matches going on as well. Starting it off with the smaller, I'm not going to say less important, but just on the lower part of the card, we have Carlito versus Santos Escobar. Santos turned heel on Rey a couple weeks ago on SmackDown, and because Carlito, if you saw Crown Jewel, Santos is being blamed for why Rey lost the United States Championship to Logan Paul with the brass knuckles, which if you saw the footage, can't really argue against that. Carlito was the one saying it's Santos' fault, and they got into it with LWO, so Santos getting mad at Rey, they got into it, took him out. You know, Rey's out with knee surgery. He's going to be gone for about 2 months at least. I believe at least 2 months. More than likely, he'll be back by the Rumble. They'll probably have a match at Elimination Chamber, which will set up somehow, which again, you know, kind of fantasy booking, and I'm talking about it with my brother and brother-in-law, but that it'll lead to them having a match at Elimination Chamber where something will happen that involves Dominic, setting up Dominic versus Rey Part 2 for WrestleMania 40. But back to here, Carlito avenging his friend Rey, and they're going to have an excellent match because Carlito is a phenomenal athlete. Santos is a phenomenal athlete as well. And curious to see what they're going to do on SmackDown this week, because last week we had a Dragon Lee versus Axiom, which was a phenomenal match. I compared it to a cruiserweight match that you would have seen on Nitro back in the 90s. I'm kind of expecting the same thing here. And with the momentum that Santos has right now as the heel turning on Rey and the LWO, where maybe he might have hearing some rumblings that he might have a new Legado del Fantasma, which would incorporate Angel and Humberto, who are on NXT right now, which I'm all for that. That'd be pretty cool. And then, so let's continue that momentum, which I'm assuming it would be Legado versus LWO down the road. I'm thinking Santos is going to come out on top, whether or not it'll be a clean victory. Most likely it won't be, since he's freshly turned heel again. And I'm thinking it's going to be, he's going to have some kind of, chicken shit heel finish to win the match, whether it's him using brass knuckles as a callback to Crown Jewel or him just doing some heel bullshit on Carlito. Either way, this is going to be an excellent match that I'm looking forward to and very excited. But my prediction, Santos to come out on top on this one, which brings us to the Women's World Championship champion Rhea defending against Zoe Stark, who won a Battle Royal on Raw a few weeks ago. Kind of funny because it's kind of reminding me of the Women's Championship match last year with Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi, which was kind of like, that was cool for Shotzi. I do like Shotzi, I'll get to her in a little bit. And I do like Zoe Stark. I think she's a very good athlete. She has a good look, a good presence, a good personality. Promo work can get a little better, can improve a little bit more. But, you know, who am I to say? I'm not a professional wrestler. I don't cut promos for WWE or any professional wrestling promotion. I am just a lonely YouTuber podcaster giving his opinions on something that he has been a lifelong fan of. But continuing the momentum that Rhea has had all year, for the last 2 years, since joining Judgment Day and essentially becoming the leader of Judgment Day along the way. I mean, because really, who can argue that she's the leader of Judgment Day? Because she pretty much is. She runs Judgment Day. Judgment Day runs Monday Night Raw. But I'm predicting Rhea to retain. She's going to go on to, you know, defend the championship at Elimination Chamber in Australia, her home country, and then go on to WrestleMania to have whatever kind of match, whether it is her fighting Becky Lynch one-on-one or fighting Bianca Belair, whatever the plan is, which if you saw my fantasy booking podcast video a couple weeks ago, about a month ago actually, I was predicting that it would be Becky versus Rhea for WrestleMania for the Women's Championship, and how we get there, we shall see. But this one's going to be a very good match. It's going to definitely be better than Ronda and Shotzi from last year, because poor Shotzi. But anyways, Rhea to retain this one, obviously, and then brings us to the Intercontinental Championship. Champion Gunther defending against The Miz. And this one is going to be a good match for sure, because Gunther, as Intercontinental Champion, has had, you know, to steal a phrase from Sheamus and Brawling Brutes, has had banger after banger after banger, has not had a bad match as champion, has had great matches with Ricochet, Shinsuke, Sheamus, obviously. Sorry, I'm blanking out right now. The Triple Threat at SummerSlam, his matches with Matt Riddle, matches with Bronson Reed, his matches with Chad Gable were phenomenal. And so this one's going to be another very good match. Probably going to be the best technical wrestling match we've seen out of Miz in his entire WWE career. He's been in WWE for almost 20 years, if you can really believe that. But Gunther's going to retain. There's no doubt about that, at least not in my mind. He's going to carry that championship all the way to WrestleMania, my prediction at least. Miz, as a babyface, just, I don't know why they keep trying. It does not click. He does have his fans, but just Miz as a babyface, to me, just does not work. He is best as a heel, and I would prefer that they keep him heel. But at least for this match, he's going to be babyface. Because, yeah, this is, I think, would be the fourth time they've tried him as a babyface, because they had him as a babyface in 2013. That didn't last long. Turn him again, babyface, when they teamed up with Shane McMahon. That didn't last long. Turned him briefly babyface to fight Bray Wyatt at TLC 2019. And then, of course, he reverted back to the heel Miz. And then now he babyface again, going against Gunther, which I'm not sure if they're going to go all the way with him teaming with DIY against Imperium, because I have not, my work schedule, I have not been able to keep up with the live showings of Monday Night Raw, so I don't know for sure if that's what they've been building towards. But anyways, it's going to be a good match. Gunther is going to be dominant, as he has been for the past 2 years, and he's going to retain his Intercontinental Championship. And now we move on to the two headlining matches for the show, War Games, starting with the women's, with Damage Control, which is Bayley, Io Sky, and the returning Kairi Sane, as I predicted would happen on the Crown White Crown Jewel predictions, and the newly anointed Damage Control member, Asuka, turning heel on Bianca and Charlotte on the SmackDown after Crown Jewel. A good team. All of them teaming up against Bianca Belair, teaming with Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch, who made the call. Charlotte made the call, got Becky Lynch to join the team. And on SmackDown last week, which we all kind of predicted that's what the route was going to go. So it's like 2 years in a row, Becky is the final team member on the babyface team heading into the women's War Games match, which is just, I'm wondering if that's gonna be the tradition every year, that the babyface team recruits Becky Lynch at the last minute. But I'm okay with that, because last year's Women's War Games match was awesome. And for me, on the technical wrestling side of the match itself, the Women's War Games match was the better match at Survivor Series last year, but the men had the better story. That's kind of how I'm looking at it again this year. This match is gonna be the better match for the match itself. And then the men's War Games match is going to be the better story. But as far as prediction for this one, I think it's going to be same as last year. The babyface women are going to win. Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, and Becky. But it's still going to be an awesome match. We're going to get the spot with Io doing a moonsault off the top of the cage. Kairi's probably going to do her elbow drop off the top of the cage. Maybe Charlotte might do something off the top of the cage. But it's going to be an awesome match. But the women are definitely going to bring it. All eight of these women are going to bring 100% into this match. They're going to give it their all. They're going to leave it all in the ring, as they say. But I'm predicting Team Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, Becky are going to win, bringing us to what is no doubt going to be an insane match, the Men's War Games match, which is Judgment Day, which of course is going to be Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Dirty Dominic, Mysterio, JD McDonagh with the newly turned heel, Drew McIntyre, taking on the team of Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and just announced on Raw a couple hours ago that I'm recording this. It's a 12:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. Raw just ended but an hour and a half, 2.5 hours ago-ish. Well, hour and a half ago. And it's official, the return of Randy Orton, part of Team Cody, for War Games. I'm excited, and I know everybody's in Chicago is going to lose their minds. I'm going to assume that we're not going to actually see Randy until he makes his entrance for the War Games match, which the pop we're going to get from his music, which is funny because I'm actually was thinking about it as soon as I heard that he was going to be, I was on my way back from work before I even knew that they made the official announcement, but I was listening to his theme song, Voices by Ref Theory, and then the remade version of Voices that Ref Theory produced a few months ago, or released a few months ago, and it has me wondering, are we going to get his regular Voices theme, or are we going to get the new version? I guess we'll find out Saturday. But that's going to be awesome to see you, because Orton has been out for a year and a half, which is a very long time for someone to be out with injury. Big E has been out much longer, almost 2 years, which sucks, and it's looking like he's not going to come back, which it does break my heart, because I love Big E, but we're going to get Randy Orton, and that's going to be awesome, and it makes me wonder, are we going to get the predicted fantasy booking that I was pushing for Orton versus Seth freaking Rollins for WrestleMania? I would love to see that, but we shall see how War Games goes. And with it being Orton's first match in a year and a half, obviously that team's going to win. And it's going to win with an RKO on most likely Dominic Mysterio to get he's going to take the fall for this match. But still, this is going to tell an excellent story of Judgment Day versus Cody and all these people that have been wronged by Judgment Day. And Orton, really, he doesn't have much of a dog in the fight, as they say, because he has no... when he left last year, he was taken out by the Bloodline, so everyone on Judgment Day, he has no real beef with currently. I mean, he did have his feud with Drew McIntyre in 2020 during the Thunderdome era, but on Cody's team, he does have his history with Sammy and Jey Uso, because they were part of the Bloodline when they took out Randy Orton in 2022. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. But it's going to be another phenomenal match for sure. And like I said, this is going to be the match that tells the greater story on the show. The women's match is going to be the greater match for the match itself. But the entire card, it's going to be an awesome show for sure. Santos and Carlito is going to be great. Rhea and Zoe Stark is going to be great. Gunther and Miz is going to be great. Both War Games matches are going to be great. But as far as which one I think is going to be the better match overall, which is, the rest of the match itself and then the storytelling from the match, I think it's going to be a toss-up between both War Games matches. But we shall see this Saturday. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and predictions. What do you think is going to happen on War Games? Because I'm recording this again Tuesday morning early. So I don't know if they're going to announce anything on SmackDown this week. And if they do, I'll probably do a quick short thing to follow up on that. But if not, then we'll see whatever they do last minute on Survivor Series War Games. Whether we're going to see the return of CM Punk, as everyone keeps saying is going to happen, I'm starting to lean more towards the side that it's not going to happen. But again, we'll see what happens, because, as they say, anything can happen in the WWE. So we shall see what happens when Survivor Series War Games airs live from Chicago, Illinois this Saturday. That's going to do it for my predictions for Survivor Series War Games 2023. And just a recap, my prediction, Santos, Rhea, Gunther, Team Bianca, and Team Cody to come out victorious in Chicago. And again, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are on what's going to happen on War Games. You can share, you can reach out to me on Threads, because I've been very active on Threads or on Instagram. Reach out to me on there. You can comment on the YouTube video upload for this. Or you can reach out to me on TikTok or Snapchat, whichever, and just we'll have the conversation there, getting into good dialogue on what's going to happen at Survivor Series, what's going to happen going forward afterwards in the aftermath of War Games, and what we think could happen going towards Royal Rumble, towards Elimination Chamber, towards WrestleMania, and so on. Thoughts about what's going on with AEW currently, and with Tony Khan just having his kind of a mess of booking, which, I also had this conversation again a few days ago, how the Go Home show for Dynamite going head-to-head with SmackDown last week drew such a low number in ratings compared to a regular SmackDown, because it was a regular SmackDown Nothing spectacular about it. It was just a plain SmackDown. Over 2 million viewers. The go-home show for AEW Collision. 200,000. That's embarrassing. I mean, I know TV watching is different now compared to how it was back in the Attitude Era and Monday Night Wars. You know, can't really measure those same metrics as we did back then. Because now you got streaming numbers and social media and other things and that to consider, DVR. But, yeah. Anyways, yeah. Again, reach out to me on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, whichever. And also you can check out my Monetized Podcast store if you'd like to check out some of the fun designs I have on there. I'm still working on some new stuff that I just haven't finalized what they're going to look like. But eventually I will have some new stuff because I've been working on different designs of what I wanted to do for a new logo as well. But more on that when the time comes. And some of you have already reached out to on Instagram and on private text and messages that I'm going to be bringing back the Break the Stigma t-shirt for mental health awareness. I'm going to be bringing it back for the month of December, which is my birthday month. And I'm going to be running that campaign on Ink to the People once again. It's going to be a newer design, a slightly updated design. And I hope it will, this campaign will do very well. We, of course, raising money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and helping to bring more awareness for mental health, breaking the stigma of mental illness, which is, of course, a very, very passionate cause of mine. So be on the lookout for that. And, yeah, thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, etc. And hope you all are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, being healthy and good people that I know you all are and can be. And this has been the Monetized Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see all of you in War Games. Bye-bye.